Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, Jesuit viewers, and all children of God who attended the worship online. This is Genesis 23rd lecture. In the last lecture, I explained both the spiritual and the physical meanings that are contained in the Genesis chapter 1-2. Spiritually, it is said to be an implicit expression of Lucifer's rebellion, God's hearts at the time, and even the situation in which the rebellion was quelled. Physically speaking, this verse contained the process that God created the earth, which is the base of a human cultivation. When God the Father created the earth, He laid its foundation first according to the order of the flesh. He then let the water of life, which originated from the throne of God, flow into the earth and cover it, just like a baby in a amniotic fluid, the earth was covered with the water of life. Let me show you two interesting scientific information related to the early appearance of the earth. I said that when the amniotic fluid has a similar composition to seawater, the ratio of the five major minerals contained in amniotic fluid and the seawater is almost the same. And any amniotic fluid contains other components in addition to minerals. The five main minerals here are sodium, potassium, chlorine, calcium, and magnesium. And the similar ratios of mineral components means that the preparations of each of these five components within the catalog of the minerals are similar. However, the absolute mineral contents of seawater is four times greater than that of the amniotic fluid. While 1 liter of the amniotic fluid contains about 3 grams of the sodium, 1 liter of the seawater contains about 12 grams. Therefore, when considering the same amount of the seawater and the amniotic fluid, the ratio of mineral components is similar, but the concentration of each component is four times higher in seawater. The fact that mineral contents, the ratios of amniotic fluid, which are products of the newly conceived life, and the seawater, which covered 75% of the Earth's surface, are so similar, is not a coincidence, but can be seen as a God's creative providence. You just need to know that children grow like in amniotic fluid, and the earth was covered with the seawater and the burn with it. Because our sweet water has the same ingredients, because it contains the power of God, you can see that it has amazing healing power. Another piece of the scientific information is Genesis 23, which states that it was not a magma sea on the early earth. It's widely accepted standard cosmology that the universe exploded from the point like a state about 50 million years ago and continued to expand thereafter, creating the current universe. The Earth was created about 4.5 million years ago by gathering gas and dust in our space. The existing theory is in the scientific community about the formation process of the primary Earth form, which this was created or follow. The early Earth grew in the size as a small celestial bodies collide and merge. In the process, the Earth's surface become a magma ocean. Since then, the Earth's surface has cooled over hundreds of millions of years. About 3.8 million years ago, the Earth cooled completely. However, new research reveals that, different from the existing theories about the primary Earth, were announced in December 28th, 2008 by the professor Mark Harrison's research team at UCLA University in the United States. When I was young, I was taught that the earth was a ball of a fire that fell from the sun and the moon was a ball of a fire that fell from the earth. But that's now what students are taught now. Even God doesn't say that about the earth in the Bible. As God said, the earth was created the first. And as the science developed, the results are getting closer to the fact that the earth was neither a ball of the fire nor magma, but was developed by the being emerges in the water of life, just as a child is formed in amniotic fluid. So now scientific revealed the fact, providence, the Bible is the fact. Hebrew chapter 3:4 says, "For every house is built by the someone, but the builder of all things is God. From a shabby looking cabin to Berkhaveva, the world's tallest building. Every building must have its architect, the one who builds it. There's no building that was created by itself." What would you say if someone said something like this while pointing a building? That building was constructed by itself as the dust in the air piled up for over a long time. That building was built having such a shape by a chance, as a volcanic ash came down from the sky after a volcanic eruption. Do you think anyone would agree with such idea? You will naturally say, no way. However, there are people who argue that the earth, which is much more complex than single building and moves in a precise order, was created by the chance and on its own. At one time, that there was a big explosion in space, which created the sun first and then planets of the solar system. But in fact, as recorded in the Bible, the earth was created first, and the sun, moon, and the stars were created later. The earth was created before the six-day creation, and the sun, moon, and stars were created on the first day. Therefore, when the earth was created, there was not a single star in the galaxy, just the earth. And there was a stars outside the galaxy. Isaiah chapter 40:26 says, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars, the one who leads forth their host by number." Who did it? By itself? By chance? With the big explosions? Because dust piled up? He calls them all by name because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one of them is missing. God had a clear purpose and intention in creating the earth. Even when a building is constructed, there's an architect and it's a blueprint. By the same token, when God created the earth, He had the perfect blueprint. The blueprint was not drawn on a piece of a paper, but it was in the heart of God. According to the blueprint, God created with His amazing wisdom and the power of creation. As science and technology develop, it's becoming clear how orderly the universe operates. If we look humbly at the objective fact revealed by the science and the technology, we can realize that there is a creator. It was never done by accident or by chance, but someone did it with a definitive purpose from the beginning. And so Romans chapter 1:20 says, "For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and the divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through the what has been made, so that they are without excuse." In other words, you can see His invisible, His eternal power, divinity, things from the creation of the world until now, right? However, this means that we can clearly see and understand everything that God has created. This means you have no excuse of the reason you don't believe in God. Even by looking at our appearance, we can see His creation, two eyes, nose, two nostrils, mouth, both ears, face, positioning. All people are the same, no matter where they are from. So it's just people. All animals have the same structure. Is the beast's nose somewhere else? The elephant's nose is also in the middle. Their mouth is in the center, and the big nose in the center. All animals and the humans have the same positions of eyes, nose, mouth, and ears on their face, such as birds, insects, fish. How can you call this a coincidence and the evolution? This means that it was created this way by the design of the God of Creator, and by looking at everything that runs according to the law of nature, we can see that God's divinity and the power which are contained within it. So no one can make the excuse, "I didn't believe in God because I didn't know on Judgment Day." Even though many wonders, signs, and miracles are performed at this church, there are still people who do not believe in God. There are many evidences of God's creation on the earth. I'd like to introduce some of them to you. The first is the size of the earth. If the earth were smaller than it is now by 10%, it said there would be no living things on earth. If the size were smaller, the gravity would also decrease as well, and the atmosphere that surrounds Earth would be lost. The atmosphere plays a role in the regulating the extreme the temperature changing caused by the cosmic influences. If the atmosphere decreased, the entire Earth would be either covered by snow or ice or change into the desert. Creator God designed and created the Earth to its current size in order to create the environment in which life could live. The second evidence is the proper relationship in the distance between the Earth and the sun. Second, the proper rate of distance between the Earth and the sun. The solar system consists of the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. Pluto used to be a planet but was excluded in 2006. The surface temperature of the sun is approximately 5,700 in Celsius, and the sun sends out radiant energy to the planets of the solar system. For example, Venus, which is closer to the sun than the Earth, is an average as hot as 400 degrees Celsius. So what kind of a life could live there? At 400 degrees, living things will burn. Even at the 100 degrees, people get burned. So how can they survive at the degrees? However, Mars, which is farther from the sun than the Earth, has an approx average of the minus 40 degrees Celsius. Mars, it is farther from the sun. The average temperature is of minus 40 degrees Celsius. So, how could the living creatures live there? Moreover, the daily temperature difference on Mars is extremely huge. At the equator of Mars, the highest temperature is about 30 Celsius and the lowest is minus 80 Celsius. It's impossible for man to live in a place where the daily temperature difference is so huge. On Earth, the daily temperature difference is quite large, about 10 to 15 degrees. On the other hand, the average temperature of the Earth is about 15 Celsius. If the average temperature on the Earth rises by just 2 degrees, the polar ice will melt and 30% of the life will become extinct. If the Earth's average temperature rises by just 2 degrees, the polar ice will melt, causing icebergs in the North and the South Poles to melt, causing 30% of all life to become extinct. If the temperature goes by 5 degrees, New York of the USA and the Tokyo of Japan will sink beneath the water. What does it mean? The fact that God knew advance and determined the distance between the earth and the sun to be large enough for life to survive. God knew everything and put the sun and the earth at the most appropriate place. Since the sun was created after the earth, the location of the earth, location of the sun was decided with the standards of the earth. All the planets of the solar system revolved around the sun on a cycle. It's called the revolutions. Students? The Earth's cycle of the revolutions is 1 year. The Earth moves around the sun in an elliptical orbit, which is a pretty close circle. God made the orbit of a revolution of the Earth close to the circle so that the temperature changes fall within a specific and appropriate range during a year. God made the temperature change according to season within a range so that living things can survive even in the winter or summer. Third, rotational speed of the Earth and its axis of rotations are also the evidence of God's creation. The Earth rotates once a day by itself. It's called the rotation. The Earth's rotation around the sun in 365 days is called the revolution. And the rotation speed was also decided according to the blueprint of God. If the rotation speed were 10 times slower than now, All plants would freeze at night and be burned by the sun during the day. The Earth currently has an axial tilt of about 23.5 to its orbital plane. If you look at this Earth, you can see that it's tilted. It's also called obliquity. To put it simply, the Earth does not stand upright, but rotates and orbits slightly tilted to the side. If the Earth were not tilted like this, there would not be the four seasons we have today. It eventually made the Earth a difficult place for living things to live in. First, the Earth has a protective shield. It said the planets of the solar system receive the light and the heat from the sun. However, the sun also emits small radioactive particles that are harmful to living things. This is known as the solar wind. If the solar wind reached the earth directly, there would be no living things on earth. However, the earth has a protective shield to protect itself from this solar wind. Simply speaking, the earth itself has a characteristic that is like a huge magnet. The magnetosphere called the Van Allen Belt surrounds the Earth and blocks the harmful radiation from the solar wind. In order to the cultivation of human beings on the Earth, God installed a safety system like this. There's another safety system, and it's an ozone layer. The ozone layer is 25 kilometers above the Earth's surface and filters out much of the ultraviolet rays from the sun. Your skin can burn in the sun, and it's caused by the ultraviolet lights. If the ozone layer didn't absorb the ultraviolet lights, the massive amount of the ultraviolet lights would cause serious diseases such as skin cancers. However, because the ozone layers filters out the ultraviolet rays, only some of them reach the Earth's surface. This small amount of the ultraviolet light helps a man's body develop the vitamin D. The atmosphere of the Earth also plays as a role of the protective shield. In fact, countless meteorites in the space enter the atmosphere every day at the speed of the 180,000 kilometers per hour. It's amazing, right? Even if the meteorite is small, its falling speed is very high. So if it lands on the Earth's surface, it can have a big impact. However, most of the meteorites are burned up in the atmosphere and disappear. If you look at the sky, you will see the shooting stars falling. It falls and enters the atmosphere and burns up. Otherwise, if it falls on the ground, it will hit the people's head, the house will clasp, and there will be chaos. There are only a few meteorites that don't burn up completely in the atmosphere and fall down to hit the ground. So there are still people who go around looking for just this. Even in the United States, people go looking for the meteorites in desert area. If you find one, it won't be worth the same price as a gold, but it can be sold for a very high price. So some people only look for the meteorites. If tens of millions of meteorites fell down to the Earth every day, they would also result in a serious damage to all living things. God the Father installed many safety systems and a protective shield on Earth like this and allowed the living things to survive. Contrary to this, there's no safety system on Venus at all. Therefore, life cannot survive because it is exposed to harmful elements such as a solar wind and the ultraviolet rays. Let me give you one more evidence that God created the Earth. There are many more besides this. So let me tell you one more thing. It is the fifth evidence is water. I told you about the water in the last lecture. There's no place in the entire universe other than Earth that has enough water for life. This water is so amazing. Unlike the most other things, the density of a water as a solid is lower than that of the liquid. Isn't that mysterious too? It means that among the ice and the liquid of the same volume, the ice is lighter than the liquid. Again, in equal volumes of ice and water, ice is lighter. Therefore, between equal volumes of ice and the water, ice is lighter. If the ice sank down in the water, all sea living things in the polar regions would die. As explained right away, ice is solid, but water is heavier. However, when water turns into ice, it floats. So even in the polar seas, a layer of ice forms from the top. Therefore, the temperature in the water, which is blocked from the outside by the ice, can be maintained at the freezing temperatures. The temperatures in the water is above 0 degrees. Outside of the water and on the ice, the temperature goes up to the minus 15 or 16 degrees Celsius. But in the water, is it above 0 degrees Celsius? Although the Arctic and Antarctic regions are minus 40 to minus 70 degrees Celsius, living things can live in the water because the temperature is above the 0 degrees. With this principle, living things can survive even under the ocean in the polar regions. Even though ice is solid, it floats because it's lighter than water. In addition, God made the ocean of the earth contain the proper level of salt. This is God's wisdom to prevent the water from becoming corrupted even after a long period of time. It's a common sense that stagnant water is bound to become rotten. If water is left in a bowl for a long time, the water will naturally rot. The water on the earth is also stagnant water. It contains a large vessel called the earth. Therefore, chances are that the sea water may decay as long times go by. Since the sea water contains salt, however, it prevents itself from the decaying. Salt prevents corruption. River water is a flowing water, so it does not need a salt, but sea water is a stagnant water, so it needs a salt. Of course, the tide is another reason why the sea water doesn't decay. The high tide and the low tide take place due to the moon. This phenomenon is due to the moon. God let the moon exist as a satellite of the earth because it's necessary for the earth. I will talk about the providence of a creation related to the moon in the detail in the section on creating the moon. The moon's position should not be higher or lower than its current position. If it were even slightly different from its current position, no living things could survive. So God created the moon with the exact position of the moon. Dear brothers and sisters, God designed the earth with a clear purpose and intention, and He created the earth with amazing wisdom and power. Just looking at what has been explained so far, you can see how amazing the earth was created through God's wisdom. How can you call this a coincidence? How can you say it was created by the big explosion and say such a nonsense? The purpose of the creation of the earth was to create the best environment for human cultivation. Meanwhile, because the planets other than the earth do not need life, God created them and did not do any further work on them. However, it doesn't mean that those planets exist without any reason. Because the other planets are in their respective position, the solar system as a whole is balanced and has an appropriate influence on the Earth. Truly, those who are of a good heart can realize there is God the Creator just by looking at these facts. If planets formed naturally, why is Earth the only planet inhabited by the living things? Other planets should be like Earth. However, only on Earth is there enough sunlight, water, wind, and everything necessary for life to survive.
그에도 뭐 바람, 얼마나 생명체가 살 수 있는 모든 걸 다 조성해 놨지 않습니까?
Everything. So earth has everything for living creatures to survive. The earth was truly elaborately created by the Almighty God, and we must acknowledge that there's a creator. Dear brothers and sisters, in order to perfectly understand the creation of the earth in the tonight's verse and the upcoming 6 days of the creation, you should know about the concept of a time. Scientists say the earth is about 40.6 million years ago old. On the other hand, those who believe in the doctrine of the creation says it is 6,000 years old. In fact, it makes no sense to simply say that the period of the human cultivation was 6,000 years. Looking at the geological nature of the earth, it can be billions of years old. But if you say the 6,000 years in the total, this is actually a stubborn opinion and ignorance of the Bible. Which one of the two is right? Besides, how could possibly God do such amazing work of a creation in a very short period, but time of just 6 days? In order to get the answer to such a question, you should know the time flow in the spiritual realm. The time flow in the spiritual world is different from that in the fleshly physical world. It's 2 Peter chapter 3:8 that implies that fact. It says, but do not let this one fact escape your notice, believe that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like 1 day. This verse also contains a spiritual meaning in that God waits long years to acquire His true children. Anyway, God tells you through this verse that the time flow in the spiritual world and in fleshly world is different. Of course, one day is like 1,000 years does not necessarily mean that a ratio of the time in the two worlds is one day to the 1,000 years. God says it's like this to tell you that there's such a great difference in the time flow between the spiritual world and the physical world. Why you should remember this of the two worlds, the time flow is the spiritual world is faster. Time flows quickly in the spiritual world. Be sure to remember these things. That way, you will be able to understand the coming lecture. These differences in flow can only be felt that when you look at the two worlds objectively. Both beings in the spiritual world and the being in the physical world feel the same length of the day in their own space. However, if someone of the fleshly world spends a day in the spiritual realm and comes back to his fleshly world, the situation changes. Even though he spends just 1 day in the spiritual world, more than a day is passed when he comes back to his fleshly world. In fact, he feels that many years have passed. Say 1 year have passed, even though he spent 1 day in the spiritual world, 10 years passed in the fleshly world. In other words, that what it takes 10 years in the fleshly world may take just 1 day in the spiritual world. Therefore, the time flow in the spiritual realm is much faster than that is the fleshly world. Let me tell you one more thing you should remember related to the concept of time. Before the six-day creation, the fleshly world was also in the same time flow of the spiritual realm. In other words, the work of the creation of the earth was surely the works in the fleshly world, but it took place in the spiritual time flow. Therefore, even though the period during the which God created the earth, early earth and submerged in the water of the life was surely the spiritual time, it was a very long in physical time. The earth itself is a physical material, so even if the rise or flow of the spiritual time is still retained, it's a physical age. Scientists said the earth is 4.6 million years old, though their claim that cannot be considered precisely correct. It's a fact that the earth is actually very old. This is because although it may be a short period in the spiritual time, it's a very long period in the physical time. This phenomenon has happened twice on earth. Another example is the period when Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden, which we will return to the later. The third thing to remember regarding to the concept of time is the form of the 6 days of creation. The physical world follows the flow of the physical time. Again, the earth begins following the flesh time flow after the 6 day creation. Therefore, the 6 day of creation took place over 6 days, which is what we now think of as a day. Why did God make the fleshly world arrive in a fleshly time flow as the 6 day creation began? It was to follow the order of the fleshly physical world. The 6 day creation is the actual beginning of the fleshly world. Therefore, the physical world needs a concept of a time that fits the fleshly nature. Like we go to America, we have to follow American laws. Because we, the fleshly humans, began cultivating the creation, God adjusted the flow of a time according to the concept of the flesh. Then, how could such amazing works of creation take place in just one day? For example, one third day of creation, the sea and the land separated, and the various plants came out of the land. On the fifth day, fish and the birds were created. How could all these works take place in just one day? It was possible because God covered the earth with a spiritual space and accomplished the work of the creation. When covered with a spiritual place, the concept of the spiritual time flow governs the inside. Do you remember that what takes a long time in the fleshly world may take much less time in the spiritual realm? Likewise, the spiritual space where the time flow is fast can cover the fleshly world. Then the place which is covered with a spiritual space can ride on the faster time flow. For example, in the Numbers chapter 17, not even in a period of one day, the rod of the Aaron sprouted and put forth and the birds and produced the blossom and it bore ripe almonds. As this spiritual space is covered, these dead canes sprout and grow in a day. Originally, it takes several years for sprouts to grow, bloom, and bear fruits. However, once a cane is placed in a spiritual space, this sprouting process proceeds at once. Although you are experiencing this countless time, there are many people who cannot feel it. We've experienced the countless things at this church. Shoots sprouted, flowers bloomed, and even fruits were produced all at once. However, the Bible says that the rod of Aaron bore ripe almonds in the less than a day. It was that the spiritual space covered the rod, and the spiritual time flow was applied to his rod. The same applies to the countless works of God, the power of creation that take place in this church. There are many testimonies like this. Someone had his bone broken and he received my prayer. He went to the hospital to take the x-ray picture, but the doctors found no trace of a broken bones in the picture. Common sense tells that it takes at least several weeks or months for broken bones to become normal. However, when the spiritual space was added and the work of a power of creation took place, everything stored in a very short period of time. The works of the 6 days of creation were done by this same principle. From the beginning of the 6 days of creation, of course, the fleshly world started to ride on the fleshly time flow. However, the place where the works of creation took place was covered with a spiritual space. I will give you more detailed explanation from next time. Dear brother and sister, this time we talked about the evidence that God created the earth and the concept of time. Hebrews chapter 11:3 says, by faith we understand that worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that not what is seen was not made out of the things which are visible. Do you believe it? By faith, we understand that we worlds were prepared by the word of God. For example, in the beginning, the trees did not grow by the sowing seed, but were created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of the things which are visible. In other words, something was not created from the something, but something was created from the nothing through the word of God. Was not revealed, but was created from the nothing with the word of God. Do you believe it, right? God the Father has shown many evidence of a creation so that we can completely believe the works of a creation. God not only allows God's power and the divinity to dwell in created things, but also reveals His amazing creative power. He also explained us about the work of a creation like this so we could understand. Therefore, I hope that believers will fully possess the spiritual faith in the creation of something from nothing. May your faith grow up every day to reach the mature level. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents, restore their ruptured and broken bones, restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.